Well, well, that's what I like to see. My half-naked man fresh out of the shower. Now drop the towel and follow me. Hush, I don't want questions, just compliance. Drop the towel and follow me. Ah, now I see why you are reluctant. Looks like you're experiencing some swelling. Were you stroking your cock in the shower? No. Well, I've got to say, I love how these days of denial leave you in a constant state of arousal. Look, it's pointing right where I want you to go. So just follow your cock. Go on. I'm trying to gauge your reaction. Do you like what I've done in here? Don't overthink it, honey. What does it look like? Ah, good. I was worried I wouldn't get the look right. After all, we don't own a barber's chair. At least, not that I remember. But I think I did a good job rigging this old armchair up. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. Now sit. So many questions. No, I'm not going to give you a haircut. That would be a disaster. And don't forget, I like being seen with you. And, well, a bowl cut wouldn't help your look. I'm thinking of a different service offering. You may recall that I thoroughly, and I can't overstate that, thoroughly enjoyed your talented mouth during our last encounter. But that stubble of yours did some damage. Too scratchy for my sensitive bits. So it's coming off. Yep. That's a straight razor. Wow. I've never seen a hard cock go soft so quickly. You apparently don't like the thought of me wielding a straight razor. Isn't it ours? I figured we had it for a reason. Ah, now I understand your concern. You're worried I might not remember how to use such a sharp implement, aren't you? Let's just find out, shall we? Now adjust yourself down there so I can climb onto your lap without getting too distracted. There. I'm not too heavy on you, am I? Good. Here, let's get that face of yours ready for the blade. Oh, sorry. Is that towel too steamy? There. You're getting used to it. Just relax your head. Lean back. And let the steam do its work. God, your cock. You can't control that thing, can you? Hard, then soft. And now I feel you throbbing under my skirt. Try a little harder to exercise some control. You really don't want me distracted right now. Okay, let's get that hot towel off and start. Where'd I put the brush? Okay, here we go. Was that a moan? Just from me lathering up your face with a warm shaving brush? Man, I wish I could get excited as easily as you. Ah, really? You feel me getting warm down there? Against you? Well, I won't deny that the feeling of your cock against my pussy is having an effect. But you can't deny that your cock is pulsing in time to every stroke of this warm brush on your skin. Now, let's see how you feel about this blade. Oh, don't look so worried. There, nice and smooth. And another. Must be muscle memory. I seem to know just the right angle to drag this blade across your sensitive skin. So, are there other things you want me to remember about us? How we are together when we're intimate? Sorry, I think I just felt you stiffen. No. No, not your cock. That was already well on its way. Your body. Was it something I said? Okay. Well, nothing new to share, that's fine. Shaved you. Really? You don't think so? You're not quite sure about the answer? Oh, nothing. Just curious. Can I ask you another question? I loved reconnecting with you through our intimate letters. Did I ever write to you about things I wanted to give to you? Things I wanted to try with you? So quiet. Maybe? You're not sure. Sounds like my writing may not have made much of an impression on you. There. All done. And not one little nick. Nice and smooth. Here. Brace yourself for another hot towel on that freshly shaven face. There. It's not too hot. Steam does its work against your soft skin. I have something to tell you. An admission. I know. I know you've been hiding things from me. Shh, don't even try to deny it. I don't want you to dig yourself in any deeper. Why would I say that? Well, let me tell you something I've been hiding from you these last few days. Embrace yourself. It's a doozy. I remember everything. Us. This. Everything. Yes. There. Let that sink in. What are you doing? Oh, there's a towel. Okay. I'm sorry. What are you so mad about? You are holding back from me. I wasn't even thinking about it that way. Yes, I know how you've been taking care of me and worrying about me and hoping and, oh, yes, oh God, I'm praying that I'd come back to you, all of me, my body and my mind. Oh, honey, of course, and my love. I'm sorry. I should have told you sooner. I never stopped loving you. I just stopped remembering. But what? Why didn't you tell me everything about us instead of half the story? That our special intimacy wasn't exactly what I thought. Why didn't you tell me that you're a switch, that I'm a switch? That sometimes I want you to, I need you to take control. You didn't tell me that I planned to give myself to you that night, the night of my accident. You didn't tell me how you planned to take me. Oh, honey, no. It's not your fault. No guilt, okay? Yes, the thought of what we were going to do was distracting, but that didn't cause another driver to run through the light. And you're right. I was fragile after the accident. I did it. You were trying to protect me in your own way. But you still should have told me. I don't feel fragile anymore. Can I tell you how I feel? Or, even better, will you let me show you how I feel? Good. I don't think you'll regret that answer. No, I'm pretty sure I want you to take the reins for a while. Being the dominant one takes a lot of energy. But given the condition you're in down there, I will exercise control for just a few more minutes. Hands by your side, on the arms of the chair. You take them off, and I stop. Deal? Where am I going? Oh, I think you know where. There. How's the view from up there? Ah, exciting. From down here as well. Look at that. I can make you throb just by blowing on the head of your cock. And you, I can't believe you let me edge you week in and week out the last few weeks. If I'd tried that more than once before the accident, you'd have had me bent over a chair and, well, you know. There. Feel my warm breath so close to your cock. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. I was going to tell you and show you how I feel. I feel so empty. Ah, that's one way to address my feeling. How long has it been since you've filled my mouth? Yeah, too long. Months, I think. You know, sometimes I think people debate whether giving a blowjob is a dominant or a submissive act. But I always feel fully in charge. What do you want right now more than anything? That's right. To feel my hot mouth all around you. And who decides what happens to your cock when it's inside my mouth? How much pressure? How tight my lips are around your head? How deep I take you? Whether I fondle your heavy balls just like I'm doing now, Who decides? That's right. I do. And who decides when and where you come? Whether you come in my mouth, or whether I let your slick cum run down over your cock while my lips move tightly around you and my tongue flickers over the head of you? That's right. I do. And after a week, I don't need to prolong your agony anymore. So I've decided you'll come deep in my mouth. Decided it'll happen right now. Pull me up. Help me off my knees. Was that worth the wait? Oh, gosh. You look like you're ready to pass out. Any chance I can bring you back to life down there? Okay. Well, note to self, long denial plus explosive orgasm equals husband who can't move. No, not tonight. I love your mouth, but I'm going to give you a break tonight. I could use a good cuddle in our bed, though. And we need to pick a day. For what? For me to give. And for you to take. Just like we had planned. Hmm.